The music you know, the city you love. John Jessop.
Phil Barton. Hello, Phil.
Hello, John. How are you doing?
I'm very well, my friend. And you?
You're good. Yeah, yeah, all good, thanks.
Fine. All good, yeah, yeah. The birds okay, are they? The group?
The birds? The sunbirds?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we're all good.
Yes.
Yeah, we're looking forward to, we're getting together this week. We're allowed to.
Yes, yeah, and as I said to you before, mate, there is an announcement tonight at 5 o'clock of about six more things that are going to be relinquished and released for next Monday, the 19th, Freedom Day, which I think is going to be okay. You know, it's going to be okay. So you're getting together because you've got a bit of a mini tour, haven't you?
We have, yeah. Well, we've got our first gig on at the end of the month.
Yes.
In Sunderland. I know that's nowhere near Liverpool. But if anybody fancies a trip, you know, across the top of England to Hull, to see our first show, the New Adelphi in Hull.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're a bit closer to Liverpool in February, basically, next year. It's a bit of a way off now, but it should be good.
Well, yeah, I bet you've missed it, haven't you, Phil?
Yeah, I've missed everything, really. I mean, we're sort of the last industry to get back to whatever normality is, really.
I know.
I guess.
Yeah, no, it's been awful, hasn't it, mate?
So, yeah, it's going to feel a bit weird, really, playing again in a band with real people, human beings.
Yeah, I mean, I was talking, my mate, he's with me over Thursday, you know, and he plays in the Cavern every week, and he's when they were in lockdown, they were doing the Zoom Cavern, you know. But now the Cavern's fully open for bands and, you know, soloists and the public are in there. He said, yeah, it's really weird because somebody comes up to you and asks you, hey, can you play this? And you go, oh, why, yeah.
Right, yeah. You don't get heckled on Zoom.
No, you don't, mate. So when we were in lockdown, Phil, you know, and you were ably assisted not to do anything at all, how did you pass your time away?
Well, there's always things you can be doing when you're a musician.
Yes.
Not just practicing and writing songs and doing music, but there's always lots of other skills you need these days. We're not signed to anybody like EMI or Sony or anything. This is all kind of self-financed, so there's a lot of things you need to know these days, you know, in the absence of a record label. You're doing things yourself, you know, how to design artwork and things
true.
Like that.
Yeah. Would a major signing or would a signing be a massive help to you, Phil?
Well, it's a double-edged sword, really, as they say, because doing it yourself, you have complete control over everything.
Yes.
You own all your music and everything like that, you know. But at the same time, it's a little bit harder because you haven't got that sort of marketing that the labels have, you know, that
true.
Ability to sort of put you out there a bit more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I wouldn't say no if Mr. Sony, if there is such a bloke called Sony. offered me a few quid.
No, but it's going to be good for you to get together next week. And then that's sort of like getting ready for the rehearsals and getting ready for the tour. And, you know, I know you're not coming to Liverpool till February. But what about new things in the offering, mate?
Yeah, we've always got, you know, with Sunbirds, you mean?
Yes.
We've got some new material we're working on as well. So we want to get some more recording done, really, hopefully. I mean, it's going to be an when we're rehearsing, so it's always a good opportunity as well to kind of try out some new songs and stuff and see.
Yeah. A lot of the people I interviewed, you said, you know, it was difficult. It was difficult because they didn't get to a recording studio and they were trying to do it on in their own backyard, as they say, saying to speak. Did you find that?
Yeah, it is, yeah. I mean, I'm not... We were lucky we got the album in all done and finished.
Yes.
Before lockdown started. So what it did sort of ruin was the idea of doing the big album and the gigs and everything to follow up.
Yeah, yeah.
The launch. But the album's still out. We just really haven't had the chance to go out and play it to people yet.
No. Yeah, I mean, I've got the album here. I've had the album for ages and ages. It's a great, it is really a good album, you know. And as you say, it's that is the difference between, as you say, between a record label, somebody's got a hold of you, that would do the publicity for you and, you know, bang it out there, whereas you've got to sort of sit back and think, I've got to do this, got to, and put it here. And, you know, with all, yeah, the, with all the social media outlets there, you know, you can only do what you can't you, Phil?
Yeah, you can, yeah, this is true. But I don't mind that, you know. I think once we get out and gigging, hopefully we'll, it's almost like come full circle.
Yes.
Back to the sort of days of the 60s where you just go out and play and hopefully just word of mouth will yeah, do the job for us, you know.
Yeah.
There's not much in terms of television and radio these days to get a sort of national coverage, and we're getting a lot of local. We've got a lovely lady called Maria. Hello, Maria, who's helping us. So getting lots of exposure on a local level.
Yes, yeah.
And it's all been really good. But, yeah, it's just that kind of, you've only really got Radio 2, I think.
Yeah, for, I know. Yeah.
We're a bit old for Radio 1. Radio 2's getting a bit, you know, younger and younger.
Yeah, a bit synonymous. But, yeah, no, we played your single up here. We played the album up here. No, it's a really good album. You know, yeah. I hope that, I know we're only in July now, but, you know, close to the time for February of next year, you know, either we get you in here or you make another call and we talk to you before the Liverpool gig. You know, it'd be fantastic if you came into the station, you know.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah.
You know, I mean, a lot of these bands these days don't seem to do what they did in the past, where you know, they had a radio, they had a plugger taking you around radio stations like a radio tour.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, well, I'm not adverse to that. I don't know how it'll, you know, I mean, it's been, there is social media, but there's only so much you can do with social media, isn't there?
Yes, very much so, yes.
And there's no substitute for sort of face-to-face.
No, and, you know, I'm like you, Phil. I mean, I can't get my head around some of it. You know, like, you know, there's 101,000 at Wimbledon. There's 185,000 going to Silverstone, you know. And you're not going to tell me that they're not going to stand up clapping and get excited, are you? You know.
Yeah, I know. Well, hopefully not long now.
No. As I say, we'll find more out tonight at 5 o'clock. But in the meantime, Phil, thanks for your time. And yeah, I wish you well when you all get together and you don't forget the words. And when somebody taps you on the foot and says, hey, mate, can you play this for me? You know, you're back in the real world.
I've got to, come back. Ricky comebacks.
Yeah. Phil, it's been a pleasure, mate. You look after yourself.
Yeah, and you, John.
Yeah,
take care.
Stay safe, my friend. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
The music you know, the city you love. This is Liverpool Live.